I want to talk about the grand bargain that seems to be an idea that's floating, no pun intended, between the upper basin states and the lower basin states along the Colorado River. And what I know of this grand bargain is that it removes or will remove the legal right of lower basin states to demand or place a call on water from the upper basin states during dry times. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. I think putting it in context is helpful. If you go back to 1922, the seven states in the Colorado River Basin divided the flow in the Colorado River into segments, and in fact physically divided the basin into a lower basin, which is Nevada, California, and Arizona, and the upper basin, which is Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. And even at that time, the state of California had outsized political influence. It had more people. It had more money, more economic driving factors down there. And so we were concerned up here that under the strict prior appropriation doctrine, that if their development went unchecked, the state of California would actually, through prior appropriation, develop all of the senior rights to the river in the Colorado River Basin. So we met with them and the other states and the federal government. Future President Hoover was actually very instrumental in that. And they sat down and they said, well, we want to divide the river up. And they gave the first 7.5 million acre feet to the lower basin and the next 7.5 million acre feet to the upper basin. And back in 22, most, but not all people, thought there was plenty of water in the river to provide for not only that 15 million acre feet, but an additional undetermined amount for the country of Mexico, and even surplus beyond that, that they would come back and divide. So,
and that wasn't quite true. The way I understand it is that these divisions were made after some really wet winters.
That's right. If you go back and look at the hydrology in the 1920s and even in the late 19-teens, it was a very particularly wet period. And our river basin has been cyclical throughout the entire paleohydrology that we can study. So, I mean, it is a cyclical river, but nonetheless, at that point in time, it was particularly wet. It was also politically convenient to divide up the water in that fashion. If you have more water, it's easier to divide it up. Back then, there wasn't anywhere close to the amount of people and consumptive water use in the basin. So it was all theoretical, and it was easier to agree back then than it is today. But going back and thinking about this 7.5 million acre feet, we, after the date of the compact, have had significant development in the upper basin of water use. And if our post-compact, post-1922 water rights deplete the flow of the river below 7.5 million acre feet, just below the Glen Canyon Dam. And this is the weird part, right? It's a running 10-year average. So it's not 7.5 million every year. It's every 10 years there has to be 75 million acre feet delivered down there. So if we overdevelop in the upper basin and we're unable to deliver that amount in the lower basin, they theoretically, as a senior on the river, can place a call on the river and cause us to reduce our use of the river. As I said, 1922, no one thought that would ever happen. Since 1922, we actually lobbied and were able to get the federal government to build Lake Powell. And Lake Powell is a storage account held for the benefit of the upper basin so that it fills theoretically during wet years and it empties during dry years. It's our savings account where we make sure that we stay in compliance with that 1922 compact obligation. What we've seen, however, is that the real hydrology, and certainly over the last 20 years, the hydrology shows us that there's probably closer to somewhere between 12.5 and 14 million acre feet average in the river. So since 2000, if you look at the maps and the graphs on Lake Powell, you can see the reservoir dropping. That's because we've been draining our savings account to meet our obligations.
To send that water downstream.
That's right. That's right. And so what we've also become aware of, climate change has caused significant issues in the Colorado River Basin. We have seen much hotter temperatures in western Colorado and in other parts of the basin where the water is produced in the Colorado River. And those higher temperatures have caused depleted flows in the river. And so we're seeing less water making it into Lake Powell, and it becomes a significant issue. Now, I want to go back to that 7.5 million acre feet that the upper basin has on paper. We do have that legal right. It says so in the compact. On average, however, the four upper basin states use about 4.4 million acre feet a year. So there's an additional theoretical acre foot for development available in the upper basin. The problem is, under current hydrology, and certainly under future climate change scenarios, that water is not actually there. And in fact, if the flow in the river stays at that 12.5 million acre feet level, it is the upper basin states that bear the risk of climate change. We bear the risk of the shortage on the river. We still have to make sure that the lower basin gets its 7.5 million acre feet. And if there's only 3.5 million acre feet left after they take theirs, then that's all we get to use. And so that's our concerns right now, is the way it's set up. As the junior on the river, we are the ones who will bear that brunt of a shortage.